The strict lockdown will force nearly all non-essential businesses to close. It will begin at 12:01 on December 26, lasting 2 weeks for the northern part of the province and 4 weeks for the southern part. Ford says his government must do everything in its power to protect hospitals and the most vulnerable people in Ontario.
This difficult action is without a doubt necessary to save lives and prevent our hospitals from being overwhelmed in the coming weeks. Make no mistake, thousands of lives are at stake right now. If we fail to take action now, the consequences could be catastrophic.
The lockdown will be similar to what occurred in March. There will be no public events or social gatherings except with members of the same household. Elementary and secondary schools will close for in-person learning until January the 11th, and secondary school students in southern Ontario won't be able to return until January 25th. Ontario has seen the number of COVID cases exceed 2,000 a day for the past 7 days. Ford says the number of cases in areas already restricted, such as Toronto and the Peel region, remain high. Health authorities say people are not staying home and instead are traveling to other areas, thereby spreading the virus. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.